Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Raynaud. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sherry Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sherry Smith. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it and throws to first to double up Mostill. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Feuchter moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feuchter scores. Jameson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Barrett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Barrett. Jameson scores. Spurgeon goes all the way around to score. Speaker moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Leo Mangum now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNulty for the out. One out. Ray Note is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-1 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Node fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spurgeon moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Spurgeon scores. Speaker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Mangum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mangum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Collins reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Collins moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Falk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Collins scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is 0-for-2 in the game. Note hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins fields it, throws to first for 1. Fuchter is attempting to get to third. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Barrett moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Calm hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive towards right. McNulty chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on McNulty. Barrett moves to third. Roy Elsh pinch hits for Leo Mangum. Roy Elsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Grabowski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. There goes Grabowski. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Elsh. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grabowski scores. Elsh scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Mack now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to home to get Jameson. Spurgeon moves to third. Sewell moves to second. 2 outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNulty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive towards first. Node reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Node is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Node is 0-for-3 in the game. Node hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for Frank Mack. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Collins reaches second base with a double. Ma still moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 4 in the game. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.